We may have heard tales of grave robbers, but perhaps you never knew that one such case took place in the tomb of one of our U.S. presidents. The intriguing tale is this edition of The American Countryside. Perhaps it is fitting that I interviewed Beverly Myers inside of a tomb, President William Henry Harrison's tomb outside of Cincinnati. Harrison caught pneumonia after his long inaugural address and died just a month into office.
They really didn't have a whole lot of money when Harrison died, and so it was just a whole dug out, mostly with just rock.
Over the years, more family members were buried in and around the Harrison vault, including the president's son, John.
John Scott Harrison is the only man in United States history to be the son of a president and the father of a president. There were people that were operating in the area called resurrectionists, and basically they were grave robbers, and they sold the bodies to the medical schools in the area.
When John Scott Harrison was buried, though, an unusual story began to take shape.
When John Scott died, he was buried in the family cemetery not too far from here, and they noticed that a man named Devlin's grave had been tampered with. So John Scott's son goes to the medical school the very next day after his father died, and he's in the medical school, and he notices that there's a rope that's taut down either a dry well or something like that. And he pulls it up, and when he pulls up his father, John Scott Harrison, who they buried the night before.
Mr. Devlin's body was later found all the way in Michigan. The morbid discovery led to new laws concerning the dead and medical research. John Scott Harrison's body, which had been stolen and taken to the medical school, was brought back to the cemetery and later buried inside this tomb, the same vault that contains the body of our 9th president. Traveling the countryside in North Bend, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.